It's Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As hospitals brace for an influx of patients with COVID-19, they are already running low on critical medical supplies. Face masks and other protective equipment are in very short supply, and despite tapping into the strategic national stockpile, it seems that there will not be enough to go around. In the meantime, hospitals and medical workers are looking to the administration for guidance. Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Tolu.
Good to be here. Thank you.
We wanted to check in and talk about how hospitals are faring during this time of the coronavirus pandemic. We're hearing that a lot of hospitals are either running short now or will be short of critical medical supplies that they need. Masks and other protective equipment are very high on the list. Ventilators, obviously, that we're looking at as more and more cases start coming through and depending on how severe the cases are. So a lot of hospitals are looking to the Trump administration for what to do in this time. I know there's been talk about using the Defense Production Act in this time as well. Tolu, tell us about it.
Hospitals, especially in hard-hit areas, hard-hit states, are really crying out for help from the federal government. They say that they could run out of critical medical equipment within days, and they are calling on the Trump administration to provide a ramped up effort to provide some of this equipment that they need. Now, there are a couple different ways that they're asking the Trump administration to take action. One is there already is a sort of federal stockpile of some of this equipment, whether it's ventilators or masks. The federal government has stockpiled some of these equipment for an emergency situation, and these hospitals, these doctors, these state officials are saying, this is an emergency situation. We need that stockpile to be sent across ASAP. New York is one state that's calling for the federal government to provide that equipment from that stockpile as soon as possible. Another thing that they're asking for is for the president to use his authorities under the Defense Production Act to compel private companies to provide some of this equipment, whether it means ramping up the supply lines in the private sector, getting some of these private companies to ramp up their efforts to provide some of this product, or even taking over some of the supply chains from the private sector. The Defense Production Act gives the president broad authorities to even basically commandeer private plants and private sector companies and tell them that you need to, by edict, provide this equipment, even though the government would pay for it, but it would essentially nationalize for a time being these companies and tell them that they had to provide ventilators or masks or gowns for hospitals. The president has been reluctant to use some of those authorities. He's been wary of socializing and nationalizing these companies, but there's more growing pressure on him to use his authorities to make sure that all of these states have what they need. And to the federal government's credit, they have ramped up some of their production and some of their provision to some of these states, but these doctors and state officials are still saying that they need more.
Yeah, actually Tuesday, for the first time, the administration is enforcing the Defense Production Act to procure about 60,000 coronavirus test kits. But there's a couple of parts to that, too. One is the production elements, but there's also distribution elements that a lot of states are calling for. I think New York has been kind of at the forefront of this because we can produce a lot of other stuff. But I think it was Governor Andrew Cuomo who said then it becomes a situation where states are competing for those supplies, and they would like them to also take charge of the distribution elements so that FEMA, which is heading this up, can appropriately apportion what the supplies that are needed to states that need them more, like New York, who's kind of becoming this epicenter for coronavirus in the United States right now.
Yeah, we've heard Governor Cuomo almost on a daily basis make the statement, basically, that even though there are various forms of equipment out there, to get them is the hard part because states are competing against states. Some states are competing against governments in other countries, competing against the private sector. And I say this is where President Trump could step in, use his authority as the leader of the federal government and the authorities given to him under the Defense Production Act, and sort of streamline this process so that states aren't competing against each other, states aren't competing against the federal government. He would tell the private sector compliers, this is what you need to do. These are the contracts you need to fill. This is not necessarily giving them a specific price to give, but at least there would not be price competition between different states or price competition between the states and the federal government. It would cause the supplier to provide the equipment at the price for under their contract with a specific state or with the federal government, and then allow the federal government to provide those pieces of equipment to the states. So they're looking for a more centralized, streamlined effort so that there's not as much chaos within the system. It's not yet clear that the president wants to do that. We've heard him a couple of times say the federal government is not a shipping clerk and that these states should be going out and getting this equipment on their own. So it remains to be seen whether he will have a change of heart at some point and decide to take a greater role in the supply chain and in the process of making sure that these hospitals and doctors are able to get what they need.
Talk to us a little bit about how hard it is for hospitals right now. We're reading a lot of stories about healthcare workers having to reuse masks. And there's extreme cases and extreme stories on certain ends, but some of them, they say, hey, we're going to give you a mask. You got to keep it clean yourself and use it for the whole week, things like that. And I know the CDC is working on guidance for how the hospitals can stretch out the use of this equipment, but tell us how hospitals are operating with this in the meantime.
The hospitals are following the guidelines from the CDC, including guidelines that came out last week saying that doctors and health officials should use bandanas if they run out of masks. And even the CDC said that that's not a proven way to protect themselves, but in the worst case scenario, you should use a homemade mask or a bandana. So they are doing the best they can. They're reusing masks. Some are trying to see if there's a way that you can disinfect the masks, reuse them, use them for a long period of time and not replace them as they normally would. It's really dire straits for a number of these hospitals in key states, and they're looking to the federal government to try to fill that gap because a lot of doctors have said publicly that they can't continue like this. They can't continue to treat patients without the protective equipment that they need. And if we do start to see a ramp up in doctors and health officials getting sick or coming down with this virus and, God forbid, dying from this virus, that could really put a chill in the system and make it hard for other health officials to want to treat people who have this highly contagious virus if they feel that they're not protected enough. So it is sort of a red alarm for these hospitals and for the government to provide what's needed to make sure that people feel safe as they're treating these coronavirus patients. And if that doesn't happen, then that could really break down the system very quickly.
Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter at the Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.